News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Dublin's nighttime mayor, Ray O'Donoghue. Good morning.
Good morning, Shane.
You are here today because you have launched the Safe and Sound campaign as part of your nighttime economic strategy. Now, you've given me the nighttime economic strategy. We'll get to that in a moment.
Yeah.
Tell us about the Safe and Sound campaign.
It's a fairly straightforward campaign, Shane, really. It's an anti-social behaviour campaign, I guess we'll call it, or pro-social. We're basically promoting enjoy your night out, treat people with respect. Over the long term, we want to create a culture of respect and safety within the nighttime economy. And safety, of course, being a key pillar within that strategy. And I think it's fairly straightforward. It's just be safe, be sound. You know?
Will people listen, I suppose? Because you know what people are like. They're out and about. Most people behave well, but there'll be a few who have had too much to drink and other things. Will they listen to this message?
Well, will they listen? They will eventually. I think it's about changing the culture. And it's like anything, where we change cultures. You know, 30 years ago, people would walk into your house, light up a cigarette and ask for an ashtray. That wouldn't be heard of these days. You know, that culture has changed. And that was a slow process. It didn't happen overnight. So this, again, is a slow process. It's not going to, you see a poster and you go, I'm going to be sound for the rest of my life. I'm going to treat people with respect. I'm not saying that's going to happen, but it's just gradual process. We're just gradually trying to change the culture of how people act on a night out.
Now, you have, as I say, launched your nighttime economic strategy. Just talk us quickly through there's three key pillars to that.
It's three key pillars. One, cultural activity, which is something I can really get behind because that's my background. I'm coming from a festival background. I've ran festivals for 25 years. I've been involved in music for over 25 years. Musician, DJ, promoted nights in Dublin, promoted nights all over the country. So I can get behind cultural activity. I did a bit of acting even way back, so I'm familiar with the theatre scene as well. So it's something that I can really get behind and really try and create more activity in the city, free activity, get people into the city. It's something that you're not going to get in your local. It's something you're not going to get sitting on your couch watching Netflix, you know. Get into the city, enjoy the city, because the city has a lot to offer.
And getting into the city is all about mobility and transport.
There you go. Nicely on to my second pillar there, Shane. Indeed. And transport being a key pillar as well. Not something that I have direct control of, but I can advocate for more late night transport.
It's getting better, but lots still to be done.
I think
there.
It is. There's 10 24-hour bus routes. There's 12 night links to come online in the weekend. So there is quite a bit. Like maybe we're looking at the data there as well to see if there's more demand at certain times and so on. So they're kind of things we're looking at. As I said, I don't have direct control, but I'm talking to people. I'm talking to Irish Rail as well about, you know, a program of over the year. But like these are all, as I said, stuff that's happening in the background.
And then obviously safety is pillar number three, and that's the one that we're talking about. Myself and Ciara were debating it last week. There's an issue there. I personally think it's exaggerated as an issue, but there is an issue.
And I agree. I think it is exaggerated, and I'm not turning a blind eye by any means. Like a year ago, I wasn't coming into town as much as I am. I'm in every day, twice a day. I feel safe in the city. But I mean, I'm a man that, you know, walking the streets and I'm used to it, whatever. So I can understand perception is everything. But we're trying to change our perception. It's not all about changing the perception, but actually put in tangible initiatives. We put in a welfare area on Culture Night. Now, everyone was very well behaved in Culture Night, but it was still a pilot scheme. It's an area that you can go to. If you look at something like a medical tent or a welfare tent at a festival.
So yeah, it's a good idea.
If you're in a bit of trouble, you know, you've had too much to drink, you've been in a fight or you've fallen off or whatever it might be, you go, there's a medic there, a couple of security, there's welfare officers, and it's somewhere that, you know, will be very visible within the city and somewhere that can take a bit of pressure off A&E, take pressure off the guards. And the guards are, everyone is behind it, from the fire brigade to the ambulance service to the guards to
it's a really good idea. Listen, a few texts have come in. I just want to run some of them by you. O'Connell Street, our main thoroughfare, is one long street of takeaways and arcades. About time we started looking at improving the aesthetics of this wonderful street, bring it in line with most European cities have, shops, cafes, restaurants, and clean it up. Now, a lot of that's outside your bailiwick.
That's big public ground, but I am involved in the City Rejuvenation Task Force and the working group, and there is a lot of work in the background going on there. And I mean, I don't know if you saw on Talbot Street, for example, they put in some planters and so. But like, look, I'm not going to get into the depths of that because it is outside my
remit. Yeah, no, fair enough.
I'm everything from 6 o'clock in the evening till 6 o'clock in the morning.
Here's a really interesting one, and I think it's an issue we have to tackle, but it's a contentious issue, and again, it's probably outside your bailiwick. Mark in Dublin 7, when are all the soup kitchens going to be moved fully from all the streets in Dublin city centre and not moved around a corner? Street begging needs to go too. Move the soup kitchens to the army barracks. There is an issue about antisocial behaviour around some of the soup kitchens. I've seen it. I've seen incidents around some of the soup kitchens. And look, nobody's saying that these they don't need to happen and they don't need to be looked after, sure, and so on. But that is an issue.
I know there is talks about moving those services into various areas, not condensing them into just one area. But again, I don't want to get stuck on talking about. That's not what I'm here. I'm to talk about what positive things that are happening in the city.
Okay.
When there's more cultural activity, more late night.
So is that the key thing? Is it about getting more people on the ground, decent people?
Exactly. And if you have more people on the streets, if you have more people going, look at Culture Night. There were 1,700 events over the whole of the country. There was nearly 400 in Dublin. There's people everywhere. So the city felt safe. You're walking around, there's people there, there's people there, there's people there. It felt like it was alive, it was lit up. And that's what it's about. It's about creating more of that environment.
So if we're talking in 5 years' time and you're still in the gig, what do you think will be different about Dublin at night, do you think?
I think it's going to be a slow change. And I'm not promising there's a silver bullet and everything's going to happen even within 2 years, 5 years. I'm hoping that we will have more activity, that maybe Culture Night will have been extended, or to be a different version that lasts 3 weeks. Look at the festivals. I go to cities around the world all the time. And before I had this job, by the way, I see festivals that last for 3 weeks. And there's activity going on every night and this stuff. And I think we need more of that. Longer versions of these festivals, you know, take advantage of sound that was created in Ireland. You know, why isn't that 3-4 weeks? You know, I'm only shooting the breeze here. I'm only saying that these are...
This is what I'd like to see. Yeah, and you've loads of ideas. Listen, you've a huge job of work to do, but I do think it's in good hands.
And then on a positive note, we're doing a comedy culture in the capital. We're putting comedy into the Ambassador to Hugh Lane Gallery. This is all happening at the end of the month. We've Reg D. Hunter, we've Sharon Manning, we've people in, which I thought was great to get comedy into the Hugh Lane Gallery, which is a great art gallery. It's in the Big Romance there, at Flowing Tide. So it's all happening on Dublin One. So check out dublinnights.ie if you want to know more about what I'm up to and what's happening in the city, or what I'd have direct control over. You know?
And Parnell Square, one of the neglected gems in this city that we need to revive. Ray, listen, best of luck with everything. I think it's in good hands, and we look forward to talking to you again in the not too distant future. Dublin's nighttime mayor, Ray O'Donoghue there. That's our lot for today, Ciara.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.